Welcome, everybody, to the very first edition of Trailer Time with Vince and Jack. Theme song coming soon. Anyway, what is Trailer Time with Vince and Jack? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are millions and millions of movie trailers out there, and they're dropping daily, it seems like. And let's face it, you don't have time to watch all the trailers of upcoming movies, right?
Right.
Well, that's what we're here for. We are going to watch every single trailer of upcoming movies. And we're going to do some episodes where we watch the trailers and then just kind of talk about them and maybe tell you whether we think that you should watch them or not.
Yes.
And it's just a way for us to have a little fun without having to watch a whole movie. And maybe we could put this out in between movies. So when you're jonesing for some new Vince and Jack, you got us with a Trailer Time. Of course, this could be the only one we ever put out. So just while supplies last, enjoy it. So anyway, any questions?
No.
All right, Jack, which one of us is going to go first? You want to rock, paper, scissors?
I don't know.
All right. So we'll do it like this. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10, and whoever gets closest to that number we'll get to go first.
Okay. Well, then that means you're going to go first.
Not necessarily. I may guess wrong.
Okay. I'll go with 6.
No, I'm sorry. It's 8. So I'll go ahead and go first. All right. So I'm picking one that... I have no interest in seeing. I'm just going to say that right off the bat.
Okay.
I don't know if you've already seen the trailer for it or not. I'm hoping that you have no idea that it's coming out, but it's something that I would like your hot take on.
All right.
So we are going to watch a trailer for the theatrical version of Borderlands. Please tell me you know nothing about it.
I knew it was going to be a thing.
Oh, yes. You don't know anything about it?
Fuck. Kevin Hart is in it.
Damn it. I did not want you to know that Kevin Hart was in it.
And he is playing a character he has no business playing.
Damn it.
And they probably have The Rock playing Brick, if Brick is in it.
Yeah, I mean, they're friends.
I played the hell out of that
game. I know.
And number two as well.
They typically...
Borderlands 2 is better. Everyone knows that.
Other than, and I don't watch them, like the Mario movie and the Sonic movie. Do they...
I think they have a decent reputation.
Of doing video games in the movies?
Not like a great, like I never went and saw Sonic, but I don't remember hearing that it was bad. I feel like I heard it was good.
I watched part of it the other night.
And people loved Mario, right?
And it was bad.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't figure it to be good. It looked awful. I would, if I had to choose one or the other, if I had to publicly say to every, like I am right now, to 8 billion bajillion people in the world, if I thought they were good or bad, I would say bad. Because... that's just how it works. The books are better than the movies, and games were never meant to be turned into movies because they're just going to be bad. That's what I would think. I enjoyed the Fallout. There's like 8 episodes or something. I watched 6, and I thought it was pretty good. But I also know a lot about those games. I've been around those games a long time. So, like, my uncle didn't like it, but he also didn't know anything about the game, so it's different. But... Sonic being turned into a movie is fucking stupid. It's a hedgehog that collects gold coins.
Well, we're not.
And runs in fucking loop de loops. What?
We're not the target audience for that.
What yet, about though. That makes you think, all right, let's make that a movie?
See, but
he's fighting guy with big mustache and running really quick.
Which was Jim Carrey.
Yeah, which was stupid. Dr. Eggman is fucking fat.
Obviously, we weren't the target audience for that. I think
you
are more of the target audience for Borderlands because it's a rated M game. So it's not being geared toward the kids. It's being geared toward the kids who grew up playing it like you.
Yeah, it's going to be cringe. It's going to be bad. I don't enjoy Kevin Hart pretty much at all. Never have. And if The Rock is in it, it's like, The Rock's a nice guy or whatever, but he needs to stop being in every movie ever.
That's Nicolas Cage. All right.
Well, Nicolas Cage is in all the bad ones that nobody sees, like, Drive Angry.
Nicholas, never say no, Cage.
Well, yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a trailer mug and pause. And we are back after watching the trailer for Borderlands. Let me see when this thing comes out. August 9th, 2024. So a blockbuster of the summer.
I'm busy.
directed by Eli Roth. Cabin Fever. Jack?
Yeah, he's done plenty of things.
All right, so Borderlands stars Ariana Greenblatt, who plays Tiny Tina. What else has she been in? She is, she was the little girl in the Barbie movie. Kate Blanchett, Gina Gershon.
Who is Gina Gershon?
Gina Gershon. She's been in some movies. Then we have Bobby Lee was in it somewhere.
I saw his face.
Florian Mentunu, Kevin Hart, Jamie Lee Curtis, Jack Black plays a little robot, and then a bunch of other people. Thoughts?
You already said you don't want to see this at all.
You know what? All right. I don't, because even I know that Kevin Hart shouldn't be in this movie.
Not at all.
What I know about Borderlands, which isn't much, I remember watching the opening scene of the, like, when the game comes on, the intro.
Cage the Elephant song, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. Uh-huh.
I've seen you playing it. I think I played it a little bit.
Yeah, you played as Roland, the character he plays.
All right.
He's the poster child. He's the soldier. That's his class, is the soldier. He has a scar down his face. He wears a beret. He talks in a serious, deep voice, and he throws a turret for his ability. He's just that guy. And also, he's in a relationship with Thor's sister that has the red hair.
Oh, Kate?
They're dating in the game.
Was that Thor's sister? I don't know if it was the same person or not.
That's what she looked like.
Okay, yeah.
But they're a couple.
Really?
And you have this 90-year-old plastic surgery victim, and Kevin Hart are supposed to be... They're young.
Shout out Kate Blanchett.
Why did they cast an old lady as a young person?
So was Jamie Lee Curtis, is her person an old person?
No, but I like her better.
Okay.
And she is she's a big One Piece fan and wants to be part of the One Piece live action show. Like, she's a big nerd. And okay. I think that's kind of cool. So I can see her playing. The character she plays is like a super nuts, extremely antisocial, like, scientist lady. So I can totally see that.
Okay.
And so I hate the casting. Jack Black's voice for Claptrap sounds great on paper. They made him do a horrible job. I don't know why he sounds like that. As someone who's actually played an extensive amount of those games, like back on Xbox 360, I think I had over a month when I was a kid between my Borderlands 2 characters. I don't know how many for Borderlands 1. I would never see this. It looks fucking terrible. And you say, oh, it's not made for kids. After watching the trailer, it looks like it's made for kids because all the jokes are fucking bad.
Yeah.
You know, if Kevin Hart is in the movie, while he does have mature, like, quote unquote, mature comedy, his comedy is for fifth graders. You know, that's when my friends talked about him the most, at least.
Yeah.
And I give him way too much shit for how little of his, like, stand-up I've seen, but I find him obnoxious. I don't really even want to give him a chance, you know?
A little bit of Kevin Hart goes a long, 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 long way. I knew you would hate Kevin Hart being in this movie. Like I said, even I know that Kevin Hart is wrong for this movie.
And, like, tall soldier guy. You know, not...
So here's what I saw.
It's just weird.
The setting looks fucking amazing.
Yeah,
I thought the setting and the characters, like, it's just fucking the whole
Pandora
thing. I thought they did a really good job of making that look cool. What I recognized pretty quick with the music they were playing an ELO song, which Electric Light Orchestra, fucking amazing.
Yep. Everyone knows them. Everyone loves them.
Oh, yeah. 70s and 80s, they were fantastic. They're playing that throughout the whole thing, and I started thinking, they're trying to be Guardians of the Galaxy. They're bringing this group together to be kind of endearing. They're playing this music. I just thought that's what they're shooting for. They were like, let's make Guardians of the Galaxy, but let's do it with Borderlands.
So, and Guardians of the Galaxy, they made one good movie. I'll never see the third because the second one sucked so bad. I was surprised I didn't see Batista in this trailer.
I wonder who played the big guy.
Brick. He's a super buff big old...
Yeah, you can't see his face?
Yeah. Oh.
Could you see his face? There's a big guy with orange pants, right?
The psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is psycho part of their team?
So, in the first game, they're just enemies. And basically, they're experiments, too. Like, Borderlands has some darker stuff in it, but they're experiments. They're insane, and they have a buzz axe, is what it's called. It looks like a hatchet, but it's a fucking saw blade at the top.
That's
pretty
cool.
Pretty crazy. So they're just enemies, and then in the second game, they released a DLC with my favorite character, and you get to play as one. And it didn't look like him. He was special looking. So, yeah, that made me want to watch it less, too, because I'm like, I'm sure that's just some random one. not my favorite character ever. But yeah, they've teamed up before because they're all insane, but that one is a good guy. I'm pulling up a picture of Brick, the character I keep talking about. This is Brick. You can play as him in Borderlands 1. That's why I was saying I think The Rock is going to be in this, or like Batista. You know, he just looks like a meatball. And, you know, his power is you put your guns away and you pull out your fists and you start punching shit. And I'm like, okay, Batista played this character in Guardians of the Galaxy. Kind of a dumbass, big buff guy. So if they put him in it, or that character in it, it's going to have to be The Rock or fucking Batista. And you know, the humor in Borderlands is like, you either appreciate it, and then you grow out of it, and you can still appreciate it because it was great, or it's just too dumb for you. And this just looks dumb. And Tiny Tina, while she's a great character in the games, she's just a little girl who is batshit and a pyromaniac, but explosives. She can make anything explosive. She's great with explosives. Great in the game, does not translate to live action. It's just going to be cringe.
This is one of those games, though, that you would have thought, yeah, man, I'd watch that movie, yeah, right? If you were to like write a list of like the top 25 video games that you've played that you would like to see a movie that would translate well to a movie, like Dark Souls or whatever that you play, probably wouldn't translate well to a movie. Obviously, Resident Evil 4, we'd like to see that as a movie. Well, if it's done well,
make a good Resident Evil movie,
which they have not done.
No.
So I think Borderlands is a good one to be like, absolutely, yeah, let's fucking roll this
violence,
out.
Comedy, crazy universe,
cool characters, kick-ass setting.
Like imagine, Mad Max is just like the U.S. or whatever. Imagine if it was an entire planet out in the solar system, and also just crazier. You know, all they did was run out of water and have like a gasoline monopoly and Mad Max. But on Pandora, there's fucking aliens and monsters, all sorts of shit. Everyone just wants to collect guns and money, basically. It's just the Wild West, but in space.
I feel like they just Hollywooded the shit out of this, which is going to alienate real true people who grew up playing it when it first came out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you enjoy the Kevin Hart type comedy, you'll love this movie probably.
Yeah.
But I think like you and your friends are going to have no interest in seeing
No.
I have no interest in seeing it. I think they really missed a good opportunity for something that could have been fucking kick ass. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I'm just going to go ahead and roll this out there. They blew it.
Yeah. I would probably catch it at like 4 a.m. when one of my friends is streaming it because they're bored and like, well, what movie can I watch in like a year? You know, it's just disappointing, you know?
It is. It is.
Because it's a very unique game series that everyone knows. Everyone knows that shit. There's nothing like it. And they just fuck it up. It's so generic. They turn something so unique into something so generic. Like, how many movie trailers or movies have you seen that are cut from the same cloth as this?
Oh my God.
You know, you
pretty much all of them now, it feels like.
You got it perfect. They're trying to be Guardians of the Galaxy, which is just every Marvel movie trailer is just this.
I like Marvel movies. Like,
they're not
I
the
do.
Worst.
I don't love all of them. I'm not cheering at the end of them. I'm not wearing T-shirts with Marvel characters on them.
You're not putting popcorn in your lap because the boners you're getting from Iron Man's new mecha suit.
I thoroughly enjoyed the first Guardians of the Galaxy. I thought it was great. Obviously, Spider-Man is kick-ass.
And then they made Guardians of the Galaxy 2 a kids movie.
I know.
Stop making things kids movies when they're not supposed to be.
No, I fucking agree. Literally, Ragnarok, man, had some of the most kick-ass. When
that
he's
was cool.
Like the lightning bolt and he's coming down and...
And they play Led Zeppelin. Kids don't know Led Zeppelin.
And Led Zeppelin doesn't let anybody play their songs in movies. So
Led Zeppelin is cool.
That was a fucking kick-ass scene right there. So Marvel has some really good shit.
Yeah.
But they also...
It's too bad that they own a lot of the things that they own.
And they... I'm not going to say pander because that's not the right word. But they have a formula that they stick to that kind of makes all the movies feel pretty much the same.
Yes. They play it as safe as possible.
Uh-huh.
They're like, okay, we fit in action. Let's pack in a bunch of laughs just so we can try and make people laugh. You know, the last one got them $80 billion, well, why change?
Yeah.
Because exactly. They're not actually in it to make good movies. They're in it to make money.
And so you can't fault a movie or people who are making movies who see that and they're like, fuck, man, let's
but
make
this. But I can.
Well, okay.
You're fucking from, the industry.
Right. From the money-making aspect, I can understand why this trailer looked like it looked. But from the movie lover and video game lover and knowing what a kick-ass game that was, to watch that piece of shit...
It's a mistake.
It's really, really disappointing.
It's very disheartening. It's fucked up.
So,
we all knew that's what... If they... 5 years ago, if you're like, hey... Do you think, like, if they made a Borderlands movie, do you think it would be good? I would have said no.
Well, right.
You know, I never had faith
Hollywood that fucks
it
up
would ever be anything besides this, but it doesn't make it feel any better to see it.
Okay, take Kevin Hart out of it.
No, it's still horrible.
Okay, why?
Because that one lady.
Oh, all right, so.
Well, one, she's just, she does not belong at all.
Cate Blanchett.
I don't know what movies she's, she looks like she should play like a Wicked Witch or something.
Okay.
And that's it. I don't know. She looked like Cruella DeVille or whatever. She should not be doing barrel rolls and shooting at people. She's going to break her back. She doesn't look anything like the character. Seeing her as the face of it fucked a lot up for me.
So at the very beginning, you're like, yeah, I'm out.
I'm like, huh? Who the fuck is... what this old lady been doing here? And everything else, too. I mean, just... It's not that I, you know, if any other part of the movie actually looked good, I wouldn't complain much about her. But it's more of a joke that I'm complaining about her as much as I am. The humor just sounds like it was written by the same people who write all the other ones, where it's like, you know, that one annoying, like, cousin you have who's, like, hitting you with his elbow while he's laughing with his mouth full of popcorn. It's jokes for that guy.
Here's...
You know? And I don't want to sound like I'm on a high horse, but everyone knows what I mean. It's bad jokes. They're just bad. Everything is bad.
Here's a hot take, and then we'll move on to your trailer. This movie could have looked really fucking cool throughout. It could have been casted wonderfully. I would have been all in until the very end. You got Jack Black playing this little robot, okay?
It's Claptrap.
And he gets lit up. They're just pumping all sorts of bullets into him. And then they show him, and he's like pooping out the bullets, and he's like, "I gotta drop off this lead. Y'all don't look at me. I can't go while you're looking at me." And then he keeps going, and he's like, "Oh, I can go while you're looking at me. Keep looking at me. Keep looking at
me."
If I would have been so fucking out at that point, like if I would have been loving the movie, and then that would have happened an hour in, I would have turned it off. That was so fucking stupid.
My one sincere giggle. Was when he said, whenever he was like, kind of seemed like he liked it, like it was kinky that they were looking at him while he was shitting. And that's because I know Claptrap.
Okay.
Everyone fucking hates him. He's so annoying in the games and always talking. Okay.
And well, like, he's going to be in the movie too.
Like, in the second game, the beginning, you find his eye. His eye is detached and you have to... You take it to a guy to help him put it back in. And he's like, "What the fuck? You brought this guy back to me?" He's like mad and doesn't want to do it. You know, everyone hates Claptrap.
Okay.
And then
it's good to know.
You go to his house at the beginning of the first one and you can open this closet or it goes to a bathroom and there's like a female, like a pink Claptrap wearing like bikini bottoms on a poster and there's oil. Like black oil splattered all over it.
Right.
He's just a gross, nasty little robot who's just stupid and annoying. And his whole, like, I don't know. So I was like, okay, that's a little bit funny.
All right, well.
And that was the most mature joke in it, is that he kind of got some sort of gratification while he's shitting and they're looking at him. You know, and I want more of those fucking adult jokes in it, but there just weren't.
All right, so 2024 Borderlands officially... Two thumbs down.
Yep.
All right, Jack, what you got?
I've been sitting on this one a while. I hope you don't know anything about it. We're going to be watching the trailer for Sasquatch Sunrise.
I've heard of it. I think Michael Cera's in it. Or maybe Jesse Eisenberg. Pretty interchangeable.
I think, yeah. I think
it's Michael Cera.
I know at least one of them is in it.
And that's...
The director is pretty...
That's what I was thinking, too. The director is somebody that I like. And
okay.
I don't know... Or maybe not. I don't know. It feels like I remember Michael Cera's in it, and I remember something like about the director.
Yeah, you know the director first and last name. You've said his first and last name many a time on
Taika Waititi?
On this show. No.
Okay. Well, that's a shame because... Oh, okay. Because that's a shame because any movie that his name is attached to where he has the creative... freedom.
Yeah.
I'm interested
immediately.
Okay. So what's it called? Sasquatch what?
Sunrise.
Sasquatch Sunrise.
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Let's take a trailer mug and pause. And we are back after watching the trailer for Sasquatch Sunset, which actually released on April 19th.
Okay.
It is directed by Ari Aster.
Yep.
Which we've hated both of the movies that we've done here.
No, Midsommar we didn't hate.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
I hate Hereditary.
Yeah, I hated Hereditary
also. It
was
interesting, and I can't discount that there was some talent in it, but the movie just sucked.
And
Toni Collette was awesome,
though. Oh, she was fucking wonderful.
And
everybody loves it, but I thought it was shit.
And the movie about our father-son relationship.
Good Lord.
I told my friends about that, like, last month. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
And we watched it, and they're like, what the fuck is this movie?
If you don't know what we're talking about, Ari Aster...
is something about the Johnsons is, I believe, what it is called.
Like, you know,
a 30-minute short film about a son who has a very sexually abusive, controlling relationship over his father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's real, real bad.
Yeah.
So this says it was directed by the Zellner brothers, not Ari Aster. So maybe Ari Aster is the money behind this or something.
Yeah, it didn't feel like an Ari Aster movie.
No. So far, yeah. 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb. This movie stars, even though you have no idea because you can't fucking see him, it's just a bunch of Bigfoots walking around. Riley Keough. And Jesse Eisenberg and Nathan Zellner, and it doesn't really have anybody else's names. Riley Keough was in Mad Max Fury Road. I guess she was one of the girls who was traveling around in the cab of the car, truck. Yeah, I don't really see many other movies that I know that she's been in. So it's just Bigfoots out in the forest being Bigfoots.
They're not speaking.
There's no dialogue.
Yep, they're just... They see a red X on a tree and like, what is this?
There's a sex scene where one of them's butt fucking another one.
Yeah.
Or you're just hitting it from behind.
Yeah. I mean, so one night I'm trying to sleep. I go to sleep. I have the YouTube on the TV and I get an ad and I see it's Ari Aster. I'm like, what is this? And Ari Aster, as much as I dislike his movies for the most part, if I see he's attached to something, I'm automatically interested.
Why?
I want to see what it is. At the very least, he makes intriguing movies. You can tell when it's an Ari Aster movie. You just kind of can. There's just a gravity to it.
Yeah,
It's like someone sitting on your chest. You know, his movies...
Did you say shitting?
Sitting. Oh, okay. Just sitting. And shitting, maybe, on some of them. They just feel different.
Yeah, well, they do.
And when there's someone like that, whether it's like music or movies or whatever, I'm into them to some degree,
but,
you know?
But I never felt good after watching an Ari Aster movie.
Hell no.
We did enjoy certain parts of Midsommar. It was beautiful. It was fucking a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
And the cinematography was awesome. The way it was filmed, the transitions, they had a lot of cool shit in there.
It was an anxious movie, too. He doesn't make movies that you can just sit and watch.
And I don't feel good after watching them. And when I watch one, I'm like, I don't want to watch another one of his movies again. So I'm on the opposite end. You get intrigued, I'm like, hard pass.
Okay, which that's very fair. But would you rather go see the next, not this movie, but the next Ari Aster movie? Or go see Borderlands?
Well, come on.
You know, I'm... Every single time I'm going to pick whatever the unique thing is compared to whatever piece of shit.
Would you rather have a dick in your mouth or in your butt? I mean, if
that is not even.
Which one?
Mouth, I guess. But
me too.
Like Ari Aster.
So that's an Ari Aster movie for me.
He is intriguing. His brain works in a very mysterious way.
mysterious. That's very being pretty nice.
Fucked up way.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
And so does mine, and so does yours.
Yeah, but a different kind.
Yeah, he's a different breed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I see that name. I sit up a little. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I see, you know, it seems like all serious at the start. And it says, oh, Jesse Eisenberg, what the fuck? And then it cuts to them banging.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately skipped. And I wrote down Sasquatch Sunrise instead of Sunset. But yeah, I immediately wrote it down. I'm like, we're gonna watch that together. I don't know what this movie is.
Now, obviously,
I thought they were gonna talk. I thought it was gonna be a comedy movie. You know, like after they quit banging, they're like, damn, that was good. Or like Harry and the Hendersons type, like dumb comedy or something.
That's the first time you ever cussed. Or was it your sister?
No, I think it was your sister. Me.
Oh, it was you?
I do believe.
So we're watching Harry and the Hendersons. I think it came out in 1983, starring John Lithgow. You check me on that if you want to. So
I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah. So we're watching it. You know, we don't know. Like, movies from the 80s that you thought were kid-friendly, they had some language in them. And so we're watching it.
Decapitations.
Okay. Yeah.
87.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Holy shit, I was way off. Well, I'm cutting that out because I'm the movie guy here. But there was a part where the little boy said, holy shit. And then Jack, never hearing something like that before, repeated it. And we pretty much kept our giggles in and just kind of ignored it, hoping that he would not repeat it. And ladies and gentlemen, he never has.
Yeah.
He never has. So just ignore child's negative behavior. And the only reason you just said it is because I just said it. You're just mimicking again.
Yeah.
Just ignore your child's negative behavior. And they'll quit doing it.
Just ignore your child.
So if there's going to be no talking in this movie, why do you pay Jesse Eisenberg to do it? Is it so you can say starring Jesse Eisenberg so people will be like, okay, I guess it's a legit movie?
I could see him just being interested in it. I can see actors being interested in making movies like this.
Well, you got to fucking like show up and get... I mean, those suits had to take a long time to put on, and you're acting in a big fucking Halloween costume for long periods of time. That would seem like a shit day.
Well, yeah, to us, but we're also like, I don't think I would think of Jesse Eisenberg as more of like a regular person
okay.
than a lot of other actors, but there are actors out there who are weird and funky and like weird and funky things, or I could also see this being like a refreshing. I've never seen a fucking movie like this. I've never seen a trailer for a movie that was like this at all.
Do you want to now?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not totally disinterested. Like, I would keep an eye on this one.
I'd give it a try.
Because it seems like
I could see us doing this for Movie Muggin.
It seems like a movie, while, yeah, you could be left scratching your head, like, what's the plot? What's the point? What is happening? But that's exactly the point of the movie, is that it's... nothing. You're just watching the existence of these mythical creatures, basically.
It would appear that that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's just a family of Sasquatches who it showed them. It just showed their daily life. What does a daily life of a human look like that has like someone to bang? Is they probably bang the person, they go by the river and washed off or whatever, they're eating, they're exploring. You know, it's just daily random life of a Sasquatch. So there's going to be humor to it, obviously. It cut to them fucking.
Yeah.
So there's some humor to it. But I think the point is that there's no point. And I think that's kind of cool.
So I grew up in the 70s. Three of the coolest things when I was a kid, Bermuda Triangle, Loch Ness Monster,
yep.
and Bigfoot. So Bigfoot, I don't know when they started saying that there were Bigfoots out there.
Big feet.
But in the 70s, people were always showing up somewhere with a big fucking cast. Like they poured in like, what is that called? Like a...
plaster?
Yeah, plaster and in a big fucking foot. And then they would like, hey, look, we found a Bigfoot and here's a cast of its foot. And as a kid, I was like, holy shit, that's fucking awesome. There's a Bigfoot out there, you know? And even though I knew it had to be somewhere like in Washington State or where there's mountains and stuff, yeah. and I live in a flat area, there were woods behind my house growing up. And I used to really hope that I would see a Bigfoot out
every
there.
Every twig snap had to turn in here.
Yeah. So I was fascinated by Bigfoot. I would love nothing more than Bigfoot to be real. And all this time, he was just like, as your uncle's shirt says, he's the hide and seek champion of the world.
Yeah.
That nobody's ever able to see him.
I think it in this movie, what I expected it to be would be, you know, Bigfoot throwing back some like keystones, sitting in one of those, you know, we had a garage sale. We put the chairs in one of those chairs that a parent would take to a soccer game. You know, just like, oh, shit, there's people around. I better get up and move. You know, I thought they were going to be doing some, like, I thought they were going to have their voices in this, and I thought it would be like that. But, you know, I think it would be cool for Bigfoot to be real and, like, Loch Ness Monster and, like, ghosts and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hold on to that hope anymore, though.
So that brings me to something else that I was thinking of the other day. There's all this chatter. I guess they recently released some UFO stuff. The government did. What I want to know is if there are UFOs and aliens from other planets, why the fuck are they so secretive? Like, why do they not want to be seen? Why is every single one like tried to get out and not be seen? Wouldn't you think that at some point they would just fucking come and hover over somewhere? Well, why are they so secretive? All of them.
Maybe they know as much about us as we do them. Flying saucers, big-headed Martians with technology millennia further along than ours, then they would know a lot about us. But maybe they're just not like that. I don't know.
But if we travel to another planet, we would America. Kick the door down and we'd be like, America's here!
Oil?
We own this now!
You got oil?
We're going to kill you for it.
Yep.
But kind of back to this movie, I thought the Bigfoots looked pretty cool. I would think that they would look.
They looked in between Harry and the Hendersons' Bigfoot and original Planet of the Apes.
But like their bodies.
They're all shaggy.
Yeah. But when I was a kid, the blurry picture of him walking, dude.
The same one that I got to see.
It's obviously a overweight dude in some kind of costume. But people ran wild with that picture. It's proof there's a Bigfoot.
People are insane.
I'd like to think that Bigfoots looked a lot closer to like the Harry and the Hendersons Bigfoot or the Bigfoot in this movie. So being a Bigfoot lover, I'm interested in seeing this.
I'm not disinterested. I wouldn't see it in the theater.
Fuck no.
This would be something random to just see and be like, oh yeah, I remember.
I'll never seek it out. No.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the fuck it was.
It could totally be a really cool movie that's fun to watch.
I don't think so.
But it could also be...
The trailer wasn't fun to watch.
Well, but it's interesting, you know?
For an hour and a half?
It's just a random peek into the life of Bigfoot. Or a couple big feet, you know? It's just, it doesn't have to be anything special. It's just Bigfoot living.
Yeah.
I think that's funny and interesting. I think it's a funny and kind of bold idea.
It's an hour and 30 minutes. And
that's like the shortest movie ever. You know, short movies are hour and a half.
Based on this trailer, it's an hour too long.
Yeah. I mean, but it's intriguing and interesting and doesn't look bad.
It doesn't look good.
It's just a big question mark.
Yeah. I mean, 30 minutes, Bigfoot's fuck, Bigfoot's eat, Bigfoot's dance. They walk around, they hang out, they pet other animals, they hunt, they poop. 30 minutes. We got it all. Maybe they hide from somebody about to chop down some trees. I don't know. I didn't really understand what the fuck it was. I'm not going to seek this movie out. I will watch it at some point or as much of it as I can.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how much that's going to be. All right. So if you have to give it either a thumbs up or thumbs down, for me, this is a thumbs down.
Yeah. I give a thumbs down too.
Okay.
It's weird. I'd catch it on the Sci-Fi channel late at night one day.
Now, I do think that there's potential.
Absolutely.
To make a good Bigfoot movie. I'm not sure what would be happening because I think there's one.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is. Sure, there is.
No, there's not.
So when AI gets good enough, because right now we were fucking around with it the other day.
I'm not counting AI movies.
You could make your own songs on there by giving it some words.
Yeah.
When we can make our own movies using AI,
dude,
I'm going to make a kick-ass Bigfoot movie.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to go through all our old episodes and figure out which movies I wanted to be rated R and make my gore fetish version of it.
Okay. All of them, pretty much, Jack? Unless they were rated R already. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Jack, got anything else?
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of Trailer Time with Vince and Jack. If you'd like to keep up with us, you know where we are, Instagram and Twitter, at Movie Muggin. You can also send us an email, moviemuggin@gmail.com, and we have a website, moviemuggin.com. You can go over there. You can look at all the movies that we've mugged in alphabetical order. Maybe we should do all the trailers that we've mugged in alphabetical order. That could be a separate page that they could click on, Jack.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
We also have a link that will take you to our merch store. Head on over there. You will find something for your loved ones and yourself. We're doing pretty good, man. We sell things weekly on there. It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
We also have a link where you can ask Jack a question. Just type in your question, and you can put your email address in there. If you do, I will email you, get your address, and I will send you a Movie Muggin sticker free of charge.
Yep.
Anyway, hope you enjoyed listening to the very first episode of Trailer Time. I can't tell you when the next one will drop, but you'll just have to stay tuned because they are coming soon, just like movies. And then they have trailers and tell you that they're coming soon. So We're coming soon also. I might be coming tonight, Jack, if I play my cards right.
Okay.
There's a sock with my name on it.
And you did get mom flowers.
I did.
There's a non-zero chance.
Yeah, sure. A non-zero chance. Yeah. You want to call her real quick?
No.
All right. Well, that's all we got. We'll see you next time.
See ya.